Wisconsin's population on the whole is getting older. That's especially true when it comes to the state's workforce. According to data from the U.S. Census, the state's working age population has shrunk by roughly 35,000 since peaking in 2011, and the workforce population has declined every year for the past 4 years. The shift overall is small, but it could spell issues for the state's economy in the future, especially as fewer young people take or create jobs and as the state's baby boomers continue to retire. Our next guest joins us to break down the data and lay out possible solutions to bolster the state's economic health. Joe Pietrangelo is a senior researcher for the Wisconsin Policy Forum. Joe, welcome back to Central Time.
Thanks for having me.
Well, spell out this labor pool decline in Wisconsin. You've been analyzing this at the Wisconsin Policy Forum. What are we seeing?
Yeah, just like you said, after we had decades of growth in the working age population, just in the last several years, there's been a decline. So these are trends that we saw coming, but now what we're seeing is it's actually playing out across the state. It affects some counties more than others, but what it means is fewer total people in the 18 to 64 age group, which is the population that is critical to the workforce and to filling and creating new jobs.
Just yesterday, we talked about a new report from a group with the Wisconsin Counties Association showing that the number of deaths is on track if trends continue to exceed the number of births in Wisconsin. Well, that's one demographic factor. What are you seeing, Joe, when it comes to the reasons behind this decline in the state's working age population?
Yeah, there are a number of factors. That is one of the ones, as you mentioned, is the low birth rate. So the birth rate and the fertility rate, which is related, are down from the past. So fewer babies being born by younger generations. And with Wisconsin, most of the population is native to the state. We don't have a strong attraction of people from other states. So we actually have seen in other research we've done that Wisconsin has a net migration loss, meaning more people move away from Wisconsin than to the state. So we really rely on the population that grows up here to stay here and, you know, in terms of our economy to enter the workforce. And so having lower birth rate affects that. The net migration issue is just another major factor in the challenge for the state.
And can you talk about our age profile in the state? It seems like, according to your research and others, we are just on average getting older.
Right. You know, we have fewer working age people, like I said, but we also looked at the population under 18. So, you know, to look at longer term, can we expect this this decline to end? And unfortunately, we found that's not likely because the population under 18 has actually shrunk by a larger percentage than the working age population. So the younger people coming up are even smaller group, and so we're likely to see this trend continue well into the future.
Are we feeling an economic impact from this decline in the working age population right now, 2019?
It's hard to say. I can't really, say whether that how big of an impact it's having right now. Certainly, there are, concerns about filling jobs. We have a very low unemployment rate statewide right now, and you're hearing more from employers that they're having challenges finding workers. I can't really put any numbers behind, the impact that that's having, but you see, for example, here in Milwaukee, there's a regional effort here that just was announced by the Milwaukee Metropolitan Association of Commerce and the Milwaukee 7 Economic Development Organization to try to retain and attract talent to the region. So it's a new effort where companies are coming together and working together to try to strengthen connections with the local schools and colleges and to attract and upskill attract new workers and upskill current workers because they're seeing challenges throughout throughout the regional economy and are finding they want to actually work together to improve the talent pipeline. So certainly there is evidence that this is having an effect already on the economy.
Talking to Joe Pietrangelo from the Wisconsin Policy Forum, talking about Wisconsin's declining over the last few years working age population, the possible consequences of it, and possible solutions. Joe, let's talk about some ways we can tackle this problem. You mentioned earlier we have a thing where more young people are leaving the state than are coming in. As I understand it, young people aren't streaming out of Wisconsin. There just aren't very many people coming in either. What are some possible solutions to that, to keep younger people here and to lure them in?
Yeah, we don't have all the answers for that, but I do have, we have looked at a few options. Like you said, we have, it's not that people are moving away. We actually are pretty good at retaining people in Wisconsin, but we don't attract a lot of people from outside, so there's a gap there. And we've also done research and looked at national research that shows that Wisconsin, the people who move into the state tend to be less highly educated than the people who move out of the state. So that's another challenge that in terms of filling more skilled types of jobs, that's another factor that we're seeing out there. One way, that we could attract more people from outside of the state would be through the UW system. There has been some increased enrollment of students from outside of the state in recent years, which has mainly been, I believe, more of a reaction to the tuition cap on in-state students, where the UW system has started to enroll more out-of-state students where they don't have that same tuition freeze as a way to help with their budgets. But that could actually be a strategy for attracting people from outside of the state, and then there would also have to be efforts to keep them in Wisconsin. But certainly the UW system is one way to bring more people in.
Let's bring on a caller at 800-642-1234. Cindy is with us in Appleton. Cindy, hi.
Hello. Well, in some respects, this is a good thing because there's a lot of us older people. I just retired from a full-time job, and I'm not ready to hang it up yet, so I do have a part-time job that I transitioned to, but a lot of my friends have been bought out early, from their jobs because they honestly wanted to clean house on the older people. So that leaves opportunities for the older people to still, have another job, maybe not as great as the last one, but at least something.
Cindy, thanks a lot for the call. Joe, maybe good for older people and maybe part of the solution if we're looking at a labor shortage in coming years.
That is true. And actually, the trend has been increasing in terms of participation by seniors in the labor force. Nationally, that's gone up significantly, and here in Wisconsin. So definitely that could continue well into the future. More seniors are wanting to work. And one thing that we think could be effective would be for more employers to have more flexible types of options for seniors to stay in the workforce longer. That could definitely be part of the solution.
Thanks for the call, Cindy. Joe, are there other parts of the population that are maybe undertapped, underutilized in our workforce that we could be reaching out to?
In addition to maybe needing to rely more on seniors, the younger populations, there's been a decline in teen workforce participation for a couple of decades nationally and in Wisconsin. So right now, just over half of teens are participating in the workforce in Wisconsin. That's way down from the past, like I said. And so tapping them more could be one pool. Another is people with criminal records, that there have been some efforts at the state level to try to reduce barriers imposed by criminal records, trying to expand access to expungement, for example, of certain lower level criminal records in order to have people's records be more to be clear and for that not to pose a challenge when they go to look for work. There are other efforts. The state has started to incorporate more services into correctional facilities to prepare people for when they come out to come back into the workforce. That's another place that we could focus, is trying to employ those who are on the sidelines still currently.
We're talking to Joe Pietrangelo, senior researcher for the Wisconsin Policy Forum. He's with us to talk about a new report that finds the state's workforce is aging and the impact that could have on the state's economy in the future. Back to your calls now. Owen is with us in Wyawega. Owen, hi.
Good afternoon, Rob. Thank you for taking my call. So I think there's an entire demographic here that we're failing to recognize. And there's a demographic that I work with in the agricultural sector that is all under the age of 30, that would all like to be citizens. Unfortunately, they know they're not eligible to become citizens, so they're spending most of their earnings back in a foreign country that they're citizens of, even though they reside here permanently. They need to be given an opportunity. Politicians don't want to change the way things are operating now, and they don't want to bring that demographic in as an enfranchised sector of our economy. I feel that would be really good to stimulate growth and long-term commitments here in the state of Wisconsin. I also believe expungement for minor things like OWI, first and second offense, things like that, all need to be put on the table, because employers do fail to hire people just for those type of infractions on their record, which are now, I think, on there for life. So.
Owen, thanks a lot for the call. So Owen's saying immigrants could be part of this, some of them already here, maybe undocumented or with a non-citizen status that makes it harder for them to stay. What do you think, Joe?
Yeah, that would, of course, have to be done at the federal level, but immigration could be another part of this. We actually saw some, there's been some interesting national bipartisan proposals out there to have some targeted immigration that would focus on filling some of the gaps that are occurring not just in Wisconsin, but sort of a lot of these northern states. There's this proposal out there called the Heartland Visa that the Economic Innovation Group has put out there, and that would really target workers from abroad to places that are in need of workers. And so there would be, it would of course have to start at the federal level with something created there, and then states and local governments could participate and have criteria as well. But also, like the caller said, there could be broader immigration reform for that would affect the population that's already here in the country.
Thanks for the call, Owen. We go now to Michelle with us in Two Rivers. Michelle, hi.
Hi. So I was just going to add that another growing group of individuals that are in need of work and desperately looking for work are recovering addicts. So I volunteer for the Manitowoc County Drug Court Program, and so I know from participants and also others that are not necessarily participants of the program, but that are recovering addicts that are in need of jobs. So,
Michelle, thanks for the call. Joe, I can't remember if you wrote about that particular group in your piece, but do you think that could be one piece of the puzzle here?
Yeah, that's a population I hadn't really focused on, but certainly that's an interesting point, and could be another pool. There's also overlap between, in some cases, between people who have criminal records, and so there may be ways that population could be part of it as well.
Michelle, thanks for that call. We're talking to Joe Pietrangelo from the Wisconsin Policy Forum about Wisconsin's aging workforce, decline in the number of working age people in the state. What, if anything, can be done about it? The number is 800-642-1234. If you want to join in, back to your calls. Emily is with us now in Madison. Emily, hi.
Hi. I'm calling because I'm an artist and a textile and fashion designer, and I have just graduated recently with my master's degree, and a lot of the art students leave town because there aren't enough opportunities, and I would love to see the state get more involved in increasing those opportunities. And I know, for instance, that Wisconsin offers about 11 cents per capita for the arts, whereas Minnesota offers about $6 or $7 per capita.
Emily, go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, Emily, thanks a lot for calling. So, Joe, people talk about the creative economy a lot as a way to lure not just the artists themselves, but other people, entrepreneurs and others. Emily saying Wisconsin maybe isn't doing a great job of that.
Yeah, no, it's an interesting point. I haven't looked at that specifically, but, you know, certain parts of the state are certainly kind of benefiting more from the creative economy. I think places like Madison, the Eau Claire area has been really focusing on arts as a part of its economy. But I haven't looked at that specifically in terms of how the state handles it. That's an interesting point.
Emily, thanks for the call. Joe, speaking of Madison, there are a handful of counties that seem to be bucking the trend, having small increases in working age population. And then there's Dane County, where Madison is, really looks like an outlier compared to the rest of the state. What do you see there?
Yeah, no, that was one of the interesting parts of our research, was just seeing the differences by county across the state. Dane bucked the trend more than any other county. You know, the working age population has grown by about almost 5% since 2011. The youth population has grown as well by about the same percentage in Dane County. So that means longer term, it's looking positive for continued growth. I think in Dane County, you've obviously got UW-Madison that draws students in from within the state and from outside of the state. And then Madison also seems to do a good job of retaining those graduates in the community. There are some other exceptions. The Appleton area and Green Bay seem to have, they haven't lost at least working age population. And some places that are near, so like Kenosha County and St. Croix County, which are actually kind of within the Chicago and Twin Cities metro areas, they've grown their working age population, but that may be influenced because there are people living in those places that are commuting into those major metro areas. So they're kind of outliers. But so we see a lot of variation across the state. On the other hand, there are counties like Wood County and Manitowoc County. They've seen the biggest declines in their working age population as a percentage.
Let's bring on another caller now. Gwen joins us in Madison. Gwen, hi.
Hello. I'm one of the people who's going to be retiring, but I grew up in Milwaukee, and this was in like the 1950s when I was born in 60s. And back then, they had Milwaukee Tech. It used to be Boys Tech. And they worked with industry hand in hand to help train the students and provide apprenticeships for students for the types of jobs that employers were looking to fill. Now, if we invest in our public schools and if we can nurture business school partnerships with industry again for the types of jobs that are needed in the economy, I think when you look to urban areas like Milwaukee and Racine and Madison and Wausau, all of your cities, I think you would find you have enough people, but you have to give them the opportunity. The kids won't stay if they don't see a place where they're going to get a job.
Interesting, Gwen. Thanks for the call. Joe, what do you think? I hear you sort of nodding along there.
Yeah, well, that's kind of relates to what I had mentioned, that there's this new initiative here in Milwaukee that it's called the Talent and Industry Partnership, and that is all of these businesses in the Milwaukee area that are working together and then connecting with the local high schools and colleges and trying to make more of those direct connections for the students so that they know there is a career path right in the Milwaukee area. Part of it here is there's all these changes happening with technology and automation, changes to the manufacturing industry and other industries that where the existing workforce needs to learn new skills, but also the students, as the caller said, the high school students and college students, need to know what the careers are, what the needs are for them to be prepared for the careers that are right here in the area.
We'll leave it there for now. Joe, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you.
I've been talking to Joe Pietrangelo, senior researcher for the Wisconsin Policy Forum. He joined us today to talk about one of the latest reports from the group, and he's written about this as well. It examines the state's aging workforce and the potential impact it could have on Wisconsin's economy. You can keep sharing your thoughts as a worker or employer. Email ideas@WPR.org or tweet us @CentralTimeWPR.